C.S. Lewis was a Catholic occultist. By his own admission, he said, "I am very Catholic." A lot of people aren't aware of the fact that C.S. Lewis prayed to the dead, which is necromancy. He believed in purgatory. He went to a priest to confess his sins. And he was also took the sacrament of extreme unction. He believed that we become God. He did not believe Job was a historical character. He constantly got drunk with his students and drunk with his friends. Lewis never believed in a literal hell, and on and on and on. Now we see in Scripture that Scripture commands us not to partake with the fruits of unrighteousness. And we're also commanded not to be a part of witches or anything that's occultic. It's ultimate rebellion against God. If we look in Acts, the 16th chapter, what we find there is pretty remarkable, because what we find is a situation where there was praying going on, and in the middle of a prayer, let's just go back to the 16th chapter of Acts, and around about the 16th verse, "And it came to pass as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with the spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying, saying, Paul and us, and cried, saying, These men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation. And she did this many days. Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out of her." Well, we see this going on right now with the promotion of C.S. Lewis. Churches are going to go about promoting this movie and telling people to go to the movie. And you know, basically also C.S. Lewis said that he believed in evolution, even though he said evolution was in the past and maybe not in the future. He denied, in fact he said, quote, "I disbelieve the doctrine of total depravity. I disbelieve that doctrine." He also believed that people in other religions that are even against the Christian religion will be in heaven because they are sincere. Okay? Just because of their sincerity. And Lewis also stated that the things that bring us into the Christian life are baptism and belief in the mysterious Holy Communion. And heaven is all just imagery and symbolism. He basically says that the Bible is full of myths. And he did not believe in the substitutionary atonement of Christ. He believed that Christianity was more of a process rather than an act of Jesus Christ, that which Christ completed on the cross. C.S. Lewis was a sacramentalist, an Anglican, an Oxford graduate that believed that the sacraments did something to merit our favor with God. Of course, he had a very close friend, J.R.R. Tolkien, who we know J.R.R. Tolkien from The Lord of the Rings, who was a very famous occultist. In fact, if you go to any occultic bookstore, you'll find J.R.R. Tolkien's works there. And he wrote books, Tolkien, like wrote Hobbit's books. And he was a very devout Catholic, so no wonder C.S. Lewis was a devout Catholic. And he studied, they were very into Norse and Nordic culture, fantasies, occultism. They started a secret order called the Cold Biters Club, which was an occultic fantasy club. They came up and produced works called The Sword and the Sorcery Material. And this is someone that we're going to go out and promote to say that this person was a Christian theologian. He was not a Christian theologian. He was full of occultic, mystic, esoteric, and Gnostic beliefs. Of course, he said, as it relates to Chronicles of Narnia, he says, it is not a Christian tales in disguise. And he says, anybody that says that is just moonshine, quote, moonshine, end quote. So he denied it himself. So we've got people out there that are promoting this C.S. Lewis as being a Christian. And he was in the Chronicles of Narnia. We find it's full of occultic language that's found in the Dungeons and Dragons. It's full of foul words, four-letter words like D-A-M-N and others that I won't mention, colloquial words for one's bottom, for example. It's full of dwarves and druids and witches and trolls. And we're gonna have our children read this kind of stuff. I'll tell you what. What is our society coming to? 1 Timothy 4:2 says that they will turn into doctrines of devils. He also believed in animism. He believed that spirits inhabit everything. And these are called nature spirits. And, you know, if you get into some of the occultic studies, you'll find that these nature spirits consist of air, fire, and water. It's all neo-paganism, folks. And they get into rituals of the Mother Earth. And what actually happens is these witches summon these nature spirits. The trolls are earth spirits. And fairies, and pagan goddess Diana, if we remember, was the queen of all nature spirits. And they hated the message of Christ. Now, in the Chronicles of Narnia, we see that there's a lot of misperceptions about that particular book. And, of course, with that movie coming out, people are trying to say that it's a portrayal of good versus evil, Christ versus the devil, and so on. But it's nothing more than dualism. Okay? The lion, who's supposed to be representative of Christ, actually creates pagan deities. God said in His Word, I will not share my glory with another. This is no different than the churches here a while back that was promoting Mel Gibson's Passion of the Christ. It was nothing more than a promotion of Roman Catholicism. And the seven stations of the cross were there, showing Mary as a co-redemptress with Christ, and on and on and on. Now, the lion, the witch, and the wardrobe, it's very occultic. And again, he said, anybody that says that this is to be symbolizing of Christ is pure moonshine. They were very much into the Nordic occult and the Nordic god Woden. And it was a doctrine of dualism. Good and evil were the same, but just different sides. And in fact, Tash, who represents Satan and Lion, Christ, all the service thou hast done for Tash, thou hast done for me. So basically what it says is, if you go your whole life and you worship and give service to Satan, you're going to get credit for that when you come to stand before God. Lion had all kind of magic powers. Jesus Christ is not into magic. And so we need to examine these things regarding C.S. Lewis. You know, and I've tried to keep this brief and to the point, but folks, C.S. Lewis was nothing more than an occultist practicing Catholic, by his own admission. Do we want to teach our children that purgatory is true? We must go to a priest to confess our sins? That we deny that he deny that Job was a historical figure? That we want to teach our children that getting drunk is Christian behavior? And, you know, C.S. Lewis denied a literal hell. And he also believed that even those who were Buddhists, if they were sincere, would be in heaven. You didn't have to know Jesus Christ to get to heaven if you were sincere. And, you know, you had to be baptized. That would bring you into the Christian life. And belief in the mysterious Holy Communion. We don't believe that the communion is mysterious. We believe it is just a command to God to do this in remembrance of me. And we do not affirm that heaven is just Christian imagery and symbolism. We believe that what Christ said when he says, if I go away, I prepare a place for you. In my Father's house are many mansions. We believe that when he said to the thief on the cross, this day thou shalt be with me in paradise, that's what it meant. We do not believe that the Bible is a compilation of myths. We do believe in the substitution of Christ, which C.S. Lewis denied. We believe that his death on the cross, he paid the perfect sacrifice for us. Our sins were laid upon him, and because he was perfect and holy and just is why that he could be that perfect Lamb of God. We do not believe in sacramentalism. You know, we do not believe that one should go around and be communing with those who are in occultic practices like J.R.R. Tolkien was. And C.S. Lewis considered him to be his very closest friend and bosom buddy. We do not believe that we should associate with those who are into the doctrines of devils and writing books that are occultic and profane and foul language is that of Christian behavior. We do not believe in animism. We do not believe that spirits inhabit everything. We're not into neo-paganism. We're not into witches. And we don't believe that it's biblical to summon nature spirits and pray to the dead and get into necromancy. And as far as Gnosticism, we don't believe in hidden wisdom, even though C.S. Lewis was a part of a secret order of a cult, this whole thing about the fairy blood godmother and the lion creates pagan deities and god swans and dwarfs and you know, it's just full of all of this Nordic just absolute occultism. You know, we don't believe in getting into dwarfs and druids and witches and trolls. But yet, this is what we're going to give our children to listen to. This is ridiculous. And so we need to run from anything that C.S. Lewis puts out, and we need to keep our children from reading and going to his movies like this. And any church that endorses C.S. Lewis should be absolutely ashamed of themselves. Because this is, you know, we were told by Paul that there would come a time when they would not endure sound doctrine. And they're certainly not enduring sound doctrine here. There's even a gentleman on Sermon Audio, Brunson, who is promoting this filth. And pastors of First Baptist Church down around Dallas, Texas, in that area. Shame on you, Brunson. So we need to get back to the Bible and teaching the Bible to our children. And we should not be listening to these voices out there that are telling us to go to this movie or to practice or to participate in reading C.S. Lewis's books. Father, we pray that you would take this message that's been very clear about C.S. Lewis and his occultic practices, his denial of the Bible, his denial of your work on the cross, his mocking the Bible and your Holy Scriptures. And we pray that these people would run from this kind of activity, we pray. In Christ's name and for your glory alone. Amen.